and get service. The other way to get your services through Medi-Cal is through a Medi-Cal managed care plan. And over 80% of Californians who have Medi-Cal are in a Medi-Cal managed care plan. You guys happen to be in Orange County, and so the Medi-Cal managed care plan in Orange County is Cal Optima. And when you're in a Medi-Cal managed care plan, you have a primary care doctor. You have to go to that doctor for most things. Like if you want to see a specialist, you have to go through your primary care doctor for most things that require a specialist. Those are the two ways to get services. So let's talk about fee for service first. I'm not going to spend a lot of time because for most of you, if not all of you, you're not in a fee for service Medi-Cal. You don't have the ability to go to any Medi-Cal provider and get services. So for people who are in fee for service Medi-Cal, when they get a notice of action and they're not happy with that notice of action, either the service is terminating, denied, or maybe Medi-Cal is being taken away, they receive a notice of action. They have 90 days to appeal. But if you're already getting a service and they're going to take it away or reduce it, if you appeal before within 10 days of having received the notice and ask for aid paid pending, you'll continue to get the service until there's a decision, a hearing decision. So that's called aid paid pending. I did want to show you though, there is an all county letter that Department of Healthcare Services sent out, and I'm going to go ahead and stop sharing and we're going to go to the I-2326. During COVID, the time for appeal for both fee-for-service and managed care had been extended, so to 120 days if you were in fee-for-service. And a lot of people were placed on Medi-Cal, and they didn't have redeterminations. Every year, Medi-Cal has to redetermine eligibility for Medi-Cal, and those stopped during COVID. So if we scroll down a little bit, it says for situations when we're talking about hearings and fee for service, if you can scroll down to the bottom of the page, please. It says here for fair hearings, if you have a fair hearing because your Medi-Cal is being terminated, you're being moved from full scope Medi-Cal where you can ask for any of the services under the state plan versus limited Medi-Cal. Limited Medi-Cal is for people mainly because of their immigration status. They can only get Medi-Cal for something like emergency care, pregnancy, that kind of thing. Or if you your share of cost with the Medi-Cal program is increasing. Some people have Medi-Cal, but they have a share of cost. They have to pay their share of cost every month in order for Medi-Cal to kick in. So let's say I'm on the Medi-Cal share of cost program and my share of cost is $500. I have to spend $500 in medical, dental, vision care. Maybe if I have IHSS, I have to pay my IHSS provider that month. If I want Medi-Cal to be available to me that month. If I do not meet my share of costs, if I do not pay $500 and towards my share of costs that month, then I don't have Medi-Cal that month, and it goes from month to month. So for these situations, it's not 90 days. It's in fee for service. It's 120 days. And this will remain in effect until September 30th of next year. Like I said, most of you or maybe all of you are in a Medi-Cal managed care plan, so this does not apply to you. But it's good to know that, you know, there are other rules for the fee-for-service people. And who knows, maybe some of you are in fee-for-service. So let me get back to that. And who do you appeal to? It's State Fair Hearings. The State Fair Hearings Unit is within the California Department of Social Services, CDSS. California Department of Social Services administers the IHSS program, for example, but is also, it's where the State Fair Hearings Unit is located. And if you're not happy with what's happening with your plan, maybe you're being treated rudely by your doctor, they're not paying attention to you, they're not responding within the reasonable time for your requests, things like that, you can file a grievance, and you file a grievance with the Department of Healthcare Services. So that's fee for service. And like I said, most if not all of you are not in fee for service. You're with Cal Optima. And so let's talk about Medi-Cal managed care appeals and grievances, which is really what's important to most of you here. So we're going to talk about Mimi. She lives in Orange County. And Orange County is a Medi-Cal county operated healthcare county. The acronym for that is COHS. In this type of county, Department of Healthcare Services contracts with one commercial plan, and that's Cal Optima. There's a link in this presentation that takes you to the other types of systems. So the coast counties, there are a number of them. It's not just Cal Optima. A lot of the Northern California counties are coast counties, meaning that if you live in a coast county like you do in Orange County, you only have the choice of one Medi-Cal managed care plan, and that's Cal Optima. And that's Mimi's situation. In other counties that are not coast counties, like the geographic model, you'll have two plans to choose from. In Los Angeles County, for example, there are about five Medi-Cal managed care plans to choose from because they're in another type of model. So depending on what county you live will depend how many managed care plans you have to choose from, right, for your Medi-Cal. Now, Cal Optima has been her Medi-Cal managed care plan for the last three years. And she chose a provider network, which is CareX. I remember I was talking to someone who lived in Orange County, and I asked, well, your health plan is Cal Optima, right? And she said, no, it's Kaiser. And I said, Kaiser, are you sure about that? She says, yes. And I said, and you live in Orange County? And she said, yes. And so I did some research, and it turns out that Kaiser is a provider network within Cal Optima. So you can, if you're in Cal Optima, you choose a provider network. That's where your primary care doctor will be and specialists and so forth. So this client I have been speaking with, yes, in fact, her plan is really Cal Optima. The provider network was Kaiser. It's confusing, but because in other counties, Kaiser is the Medi-Cal, it is a Medi-Cal managed care plan that's available to people. It's not a provider network. So Mimi has a primary care doctor his name is Dr. Trusty, and she's been having some stomach issues, and she wants to be seen by a gastroenterologist, a specialist. Her primary care doctor says, okay, I think you should go and submits an authorization so that Mimi could see this specialist. So what happens next to Mimi? So CareX, remember, that's her CareX is the provider network. It's really all one and the same, Cal Optima, CareX, because at the end of the day, it's Cal Optima. So what do they do? So the doctor submitted an authorization for Mimi to go to a gastroenterologist. She gets back what is called an adverse benefit determination with the date of April 1st of 2023. And they deny the consultation with the gastroenterologist because they say that it is not medically necessary. And of course, Mimi's upset. And she reads the adverse benefit determination and she says that she has to appeal within 60 days of having received the adverse benefit determination. Here is where it gets a little confusing, because when they say appeal an adverse benefit determination, it's not appeal to the state fair hearings like you do in fee for service. Appeal in the managed care context means that she's going to appeal to CalOptima, to her Medi-Cal managed care plan. That is her appeal. It's not to state fair hearings. So when we're talking about Medi-Cal managed care, there's an extra step that you have to take before you could file an appeal with state fair hearings. So what does Mimi do? She has read the adverse benefit determination. She submits her quote-unquote appeal to CalOptima on the day she receives the adverse benefit determination. Now, CalOptima has 5 days from receipt of the appeal to quote-unquote appeal, and it has 30 days to reply to the appeal. If there's no decision within the 30 days, then it's considered denied. And then Mimi can just ask for a state fair hearing. Sometimes people need to have the appeal expedited. If there's risk of imminent or serious health, and CalOptima at that point would have 72 hours to respond. Sometimes they can ask for an extension of 14 days, and that may be available. But there's no risk of imminent or serious health to health concerns for Mimi. So there's no expedited appeal here. So Mimi's waiting for her response to her appeal of the adverse benefit determination. And her appeal went directly to CalOptima, not state fair hearings. This is a step that if you're in managed care, like most of you are in CalOptima, you have to do before you could ask for a fair hearing with state fair hearings. Now, on April 26, Mimi gets what is called a notice of appeal resolution. The acronym for that is the NAR, and it denies her appeal. Now, So after she appealed to CalOptima, CalOptima sends her a notice of appeal resolution denying her the ability to see a gastroenterologist. Now, had she been approved, had the NAR said, yes, we agree that you should go see the gastroenterologist, then her plan would have had to provide that service within 72 hours. So what happens? Mimi's upset, right? She's upset because now this notice of resolution says that her appeal is denied. And she reads the notice of appeal resolution because she knows that she's been to other trainings and she knows that you have to read the notice of action, to read everything you get. And it says that she has 120 days from the NAR to appeal with state fair hearings. So she appeals right away. It used to be during COVID, and those two links that you see there, we're going to open up one of the links. So during COVID, for Medi-Cal managed care appeals to state fair hearing, they increased the time for you to file an appeal. So rather than 120 days, you now had 240 days to file your appeal with state fair hearings. But who would want to wait 240 days to file your appeal? You want the service right away, right? So during COVID, people had a lot more time to file their appeals with state fair hearing. And then Department of Healthcare Services issued an all plan letters. All plan letters are letters that are sent to all the Medi-Cal managed care plans when the Department of Healthcare Services wants to send information to all of them. So if we scroll down, it says with regard to, let's scroll down a little bit more, state fair hearings, it says effective May 12th. So the public health emergency, the whole COVID thing, expired on May 11th of 2023. Starting May 12th of 2023, all of those extra times that you had to appeal, for example, to state fair hearings, if you were in managed care, are gone. We're now back to what it used to be. And what it used to be is 120 days. So I'm providing these letters for you to look at. And you see how different it is with fee-for-service versus managed care. So for fee-for-service, you only have 90 days to appeal to state fair hearings, and you don't have to appeal to any plan because there's no plan to appeal to. But with managed care, you have to first, quote unquote, appeal to your managed care plan, receive a notification, and then you have the opportunity to go to a state fair hearings. So there are differences when you have managed care versus fee for service in the appeals context. So these two all plan letters basically say we're back to the old timeframes for filing an appeal to state fair hearings, and that's 120 days when you're in managed care. So what does Mimi do? She's gonna appeal to the state fair hearings right away. She reads the notice of appeal resolution, and she's going to file. And the notice tells her how to file. So she calls the state fair hearings office, and she says she wants to appeal this notice, and they take down her information, and she'll hear from the state fair hearings office about her appeal. In the meantime, she calls her doctor because she wants to talk to the doctor about something, ask him a question. And the receptionist who answers the phones treats her rudely. I mean, was yelling at her because Mimi was insisting that she wanted to talk to the doctor and hung up on her. Well, Mimi was really upset at how she was treated with the receptionist. So what she does, if she files what is called a grievance or a complaint with Cal Optima. So when would you file a grievance or a complaint? It's not because you've been denied something or your service has been reduced or your Medi-Cal is being terminated. It's when something like this, like you've been treated rudely, you're not getting timely access to care. And that's another training that we're going to have down the line. You know, you've been waiting for 6 months to see the specialist and you were approved and nothing's happening. You're just not happy with the way, you know, your managed care plan is responding to you. And so that's what she does. She files a grievance, and Cal Optima has 30 days to resolve the grievance. She also has to receive an acknowledgement letter from Cal Optima saying, hey, within 4 days of it receiving her grievance, saying, we received your complaint grievance. They have 5 days, to do that. We're going to get back to you. And so they have to send her a letter Within 30 days, with the resolution about her complaint, she receives that letter within 20 days. So it's within the 30 days that Cal Optima has to resolve this issue. And they agreed with her that she was treated rudely and that they were going to talk to the doctor and his receptionist, and hopefully that wouldn't happen again. So Mimi was satisfied with how the grievance had been handled. So that's something else that Mimi could do now. Can Mimi ask for an independent medical review? Because remember, the adverse benefit determination, after her doctor submitted an authorization, she got an adverse benefit determination saying, we're not going to let you get to or see a gastroenterologist because we don't feel that it's medically necessary. The notice of appeal resolution also denied the gastroenterologist because it was not medically necessary. And independent medical reviews are used when, for example, the managed care plan is denying something because it's saying that it's not medically necessary. But can Mimi ask for an independent medical review? No, because she's in a coast county. So Coast County, except for Health Plan of San Mateo, which is also a coast county, are not within the Department of Managed Health Care's jurisdiction. Be confused with the Department of Managed Health Care. The Department of Health Care Services administers the Medi-Cal program statewide. So they are ultimately responsible for making sure that Medi-Cal, that everyone, that these managed care plans are following the Medicaid rules and regulations and statutes and everything. The majority of managed care plans are within the jurisdiction of the Department of Managed Health Care. And the Department of Managed Health Care has a unit, it's called the help desk. And if you're having problems with your managed care plan, you can always reach out to the Department of Managed Health Care for help. You can also ask for an independent medical review through the Department of Managed Health Care. And what happens in an independent medical review is that a doctor is going to review the case and decide whether or not the managed care plan was right in saying that it wasn't medically necessary. And if that doctor finds that it is medically necessary, then the Medi-Cal managed care plan has to offer, give you that service. But unfortunately, in Orange County, because it is a coast county, it's not under the jurisdiction of the Department of Managed Health Care, and there is no independent medical review. So what are the options for people on Medi-Cal in a coast county like Orange County? But if you live in LA County, you can file for an independent medical review with the Department of Managed Health Care, and here is the link. I don't know if all of you who are attending this are all from Orange County. Maybe some of you are in LA County. And if you are in LA County, then you can go to Department of Managed Health Care and seek help from them. And also, if something is denied based on medical necessity, you can ask for an independent medical review. But for people who are in coast counties, like in Orange County, the options are to contact the Department of Healthcare Services. There's an ombudsperson's program. We're going to look at a couple of links here, so I'm going to go ahead and stop sharing. The ombudsperson is there to help people who have managed care, Medi-Cal managed care, And it says right here what it does, a resource to resolve issues between Medi-Cal managed care members and their health plans. It helps members with urgent enrollment or disenrollment problems. So if you're in a county where you have the option to choose from a number of Medi-Cal managed care plans, you can disenroll from one managed care plan and go into another managed care plan. And sometimes people have problems with that, so they're there to help. They can offer referrals. They can identify ways to improve the effectiveness of the Medi-Cal managed care program. It educates members or managed people who have Medi-Cal managed care to navigate the system, connects you with resources, connects you with patient rights services. Those are for people who are having issues accessing mental health services. So this is an office for you to go to when you're having problems with your Coast County Medi-Cal managed care plan. And so here's the phone number, their email address, and their hours of operation. So 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. There's another link I wanted to show you that I thought was helpful because some of you may have Medicare and Medi-Cal. And so there's a Medicare and Medi-Cal ombuds program. And this is the number that you would contact to get help. There's the one that we just looked at, which is the Medi-Cal managed care ombudsman. If you're in long-term care, if you're in a nursing facility and you're having issues, there's a number here that you can contact. And if you have Medicare, the last one is health insurance counseling. It's called HICAP. So if you have Medicare and you have questions about Medicare, they provide Medicare counseling. If you can scroll down just a little bit so that people can see that. I can't see that. Yeah, there we go. You can call HICAP. And their services are free. Also, I didn't write this down, but healthcare options, maybe we can put it in the chat. If you're having issues with, you're not quite sure if you're in managed care or fee for service, you're not quite sure the name of your Medi-Cal managed care plan, you want some counseling with regard to Medi-Cal managed care plans, you can call healthcare options, so healthcare options is for the Medi-Cal managed care part of it. And so we'll give you that information and you can contact them. So for those of you in Orange County who have Cal Optima, if you're not happy with a decision that Cal Optima made with regard to services eligibility, you first have to appeal with Cal Optima and get an adverse benefit determination. And if you're not happy with that, you submit your request for the service, the authorization, and then you get an adverse benefit determination. And then you appeal to your plan, and then you get a notice of appeal resolution. And if you're happy with it, that's the end of the story. If you're not happy with it, then you can file for state hearing. So there's that extra step of having to appeal with your healthcare plan before you could get to a state fair hearing. And if you need assistance, you really have to. You don't have the benefit of the Department of Managed Healthcare, you can talk to the ombudsperson for Medi-Cal managed care members. And if you have Medicare and Medi-Cal, you can call the other numbers too. So that is the end of the presentation, actually. This was gonna be a short training. resources. I wanted to show you some resources. So we have a publication on appeals. I also gave you a resource of different contacts within the Department of Healthcare Services, different departments, should you need to contact someone at the Department of Healthcare Services. And if you're having issues with regard to your Medi-Cal prescriptions, there's a helpline for that too. And that's the last link. So I'm going to go ahead and stop, and we're going to stop the recording so that we can go ahead and